So let's review. Our shir began with the beginning of Perakei Isha. Zakti Mishnah, Ha'isha bizman shehi bebeis baila. A married woman who lives in her husband's house. Shachar leha baila v'shachar leha via. If both her husband and father shechted their carbon Pesach and had her in mind, the din is teichel mishal baila. She eats from her husband's carbon Pesach. If, however, halcha regal risha and lasas bebeis avia, if it's the first Yom Tov after their marriage, when it was the custom that a married woman visited her parents, in such a case, if both her husband and father shechted their Karban Pesach and had her in mind, the din is teichel b'makom she writes, she may eat from whichever one she wants. The Gemara begins and says, Shamin mino yesh breira. The Mishnah is ruling in the case of the married woman, when Pesach is the first Yom Tov after her marriage, she may choose to partake in whichever Karban Pesach she wants, shows that yesh breira, meaning that although her decision was only made at the time of eating, it retroactively takes effect at the time of the Shechita and clarifies that the Shechita, the Karban Pesach that she chose, was for her. This is so since a person must be registered to a Karban Pesach at the time of Shechita, and in addition, a person can only be registered to one Karban Pesach. Therefore, the only way we can rule that she can choose which Karban Pesach she wants to be a part of is if we hold Yesh Breira. The Gemara answers, My Reitze, B'Shah Shechita. The Mishnah's ruling that she can choose the carbon she wants is referring to her choosing at the time of a Shechita. Therefore, there is no need for any later clarification to affect the earlier Shechita. After clarifying this point, the Gemara goes on to present a contradiction from a Braisa. Reminu, according to our Mishnah, on the first Yom Tov, Teichel B'Mokim she writes, she can choose, on all subsequent Yom Tov of Pesach, Teichel Mishal Baila, she eats only from her husband's carbon Pesach. However, the Braisa rules that in the first Yom Tov, Eichelis Mishal Avia, she eats only from her father's Karban Pesach, while in the subsequent Yom Tov Pesach, Teichel B'Mokom She writes it, she can choose. The Gemara answers, Loi Kasha, Kan B'Redufa Leilich, Kan B'She'in Redufa Leilich. The Braisa is speaking of a woman who is eager to go to her father's house. Therefore, on the first Yom Tov, Eichelis Mishal Avia, she eats only from her father's Karban Pesach because we are certain that she wants to be part of her father's Karban Pesach. On subsequent Yom Tovim, Teichel B'Mokom She writes it. She can choose, because we're not certain, but there is a good possibility that she wants to be part of her father's Karban Pesach. Our Mishnah is speaking of a woman who is not eager to go to her father's house. Therefore, on the first Yom Tov, Teichel B'Mokom She writes it. She can choose, because we're not certain, but there's a good possibility that she wants to be part of her father's Karban Pesach. On subsequent Yom Tovim, Teichel Mishal Baila. She eats only from her husband's Karban Pesach because we're certain that she wants to be a part of her husband's Karban Pesach. The Gemara now goes into an Agadic discussion about the relation between Hashem and the Yidin, which is likened to a husband and his wife. The Gemara presents a story of Hoshea, which brings out Hashem's great love for Klal Yisrael. Hashem told him, B'necha chatu, that the Yidin have sinned, to which Hoshea responded, Rabbi Nishlam, Kailayim shalchahu, Hevirim bo'macheres. It's within your power to exchange the Yidin for another nation. Hashem then told Hoshea to marry an Isha Zayna and bear children with her, of whom he could not be certain that they were his children. Hoshea had three children with her. The first was a son that Hashem told him to name Yisrael, consisting of the words Zerah, Kale, that represented Hashem planting the Yidin in Galus. The second was a daughter that was named Loi Ruchama, because La'osiv Oid Aracham es Beis Yisrael, to represent that Hashem would no longer show pity on the Yidden. And the third was a son named Loyami, to represent that the Yidden are no longer the nation of Hashem. After these three children were born, Hashem told him to divorce her, to which Hoshea responded that he cannot do this, as he has children from her. When Hashem heard this, he told Hoshea, you still want her, although she is a Zayna, and you don't even know that the children are yours, yet you tell me to exchange the Yidden for another nation, although they are B'nei B'chunai, B'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Echad Marbar Kinyonim Shekinisi Boilami. They're my tested ones, the sons of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, one of the four things I acquired in my world. The four Kinyonim are Torah Kinyon Achad, Dachsev Hashem Kinyoni Reishas Darkai, Shemayim Kinyon Achad, Dachsev Koine Shemayim V'Aretz, Beis HaMikdash Kinyon Achad, Dachsev Har Zeh Kansi Yiminai, Yisrael Kinyon Achad, Dachsev Amzu Kinyiso. The Gemara continues to relate. Hashem then davened for the Yidden and nullified the three decrees of Galus, I will no longer pity the Yidden, and that the Yidden are no longer my nation. Since we mentioned the Galus of Yidden, the Gemara continues to talk about Galus. Rabbi Lezer taught, Lo higla kadosh baruch hu es Yisrael lebeinu umayis, Ella, kadei she taisva lehem geirim. The only reason for the galus is in order to bring geirim to Kal Yisrael. Rabbi Yishia taught, tzedaka asa kadosh baruch hu b'Yisrael shebezaron lebeinu umas. Hashem did a tzedaka for the Yidden, and that he spread them among the nations, so that no nation can kill all of them. The Gemara continues and focuses on galus Bavel, and presents five reasons that Bavel was chosen by Hashem. Rabbi Chiya taught that Hashem sent the Yidden to Bavel, since he knew that they could not withstand galus Edom. Rabbi Elazar taught that Hashem sent the Yidden to Bavel, which is deep as Sheol, a grave, since it made their geula easier, as there's a pasuk that says, "B'yad Sheol eftem." Chanina taught that the reason was when they shekarav l'shainim l'shain Torah. Of course, their language is similar to the language of the Torah, and the Yidden would be able to continue studying Torah. Rabbi Yechanan said that it was in order to send the Yidden back l'beis iman, to their mother's home, since Avram lived in Ur Kasdim, which is part of Bavel. Ula said it was because there's an abundance of dates in Bavel, and the Yidden can eat them and study Torah.